Welcome, dirtbags. It is on. Welcome to Forties and Fucked with Saffron and Neil Bentley. They are doing this as they need to sort their life out. By the way, I can say what the hell I like as I'm not a real person. Up yours.
Okay, we're recording.
Good.
Oh, I don't want these headphones on. Because you've told me that I've got to
stop sounding like you're on a radio show. Mm. Yeah, because last week you took the piss out of me saying I didn't sound normal when I sound completely normal and you sound like Neil Bentley. Ugh.
So you're asking me to undo 25 years of performing.
Exactly that.
Right, okay. We're on, right?
Right, so do we do an intro?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. I think.
But do you want me to do it because you will go into your?
Yeah, I'll go into what I normally do, and then you'll just shout at me. So
I just say, "Welcome to Forties and Fucked."
Oh no, I think you're meant to do the. We're going to swear in this podcast.
Yes.
Before saying
swearing.
The title. So let's try that again because no one would have got that. So
please be warned that we are about to swear.
Something like that, yeah. And now you go, welcome.
Make
to...
sure children aren't listening. Unless yeah. you like your children hearing this sort
Unless
of...
you like your children.
Yeah, because I don't care if my son hears it.
So now you say, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, Forties and Fucked.
And now you explain why we're doing it and all that stuff.
It's to stop us eating and drinking. It's yeah. to make us get fit. Because if we're forced into do this, that means we have to keep up with it.
Well, the problem is this is episode one, by the way, and thank you so much for downloading this and listening wherever you're listening. I'm talking to them now, not you.
All right. Can we talk about some of the things that people said about our pilot?
1 second. I'm just saying that we're going to document this, right, to keep track of all the stuff that we're eating and drinking and doing to be fit.
So we're going to be honest?
So we're going to be honest and say this episode one...
You're having a mare.
I'm having an absolute mare. I'm having a mare. And the reason is because we've been incredibly good, and we'll talk about this in a minute, we've been incredibly good since recording the pilot for this podcast series. But last night we had a drink.
We fell off the wagon.
Yeah, we fell off the wagon last night.
And into the pub.
And, well, we weren't in the, well, the pub's the living room.
Yeah.
And I feel...
I was wine tasting, I don't know about you. I classy
feel
wine tasting on the couch.
Like I don't know what's going on today.
You are in
yeah,
a mess.
I'm having a... Yeah. Like, so I haven't had a drink or done anything bad, really.
I feel amazing.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Anyway.
I feel really good.
Anyway, look, it's not going to be a grumpy episode. We're not like grumps in real life, but this is real, honest chat. So by the way, we're going to talk about comments in a second, what you just said, but right. I've done some notes.
Yeah, I've noticed this and I know why.
Why?
Because I've seen the length of your notes and I know why you've done it.
Why?
Because I think you were a bit intimidated by me.
I'm intimidated
yeah,
by
you. Yeah, I think you saw the comments. You heard quite a lot of people saying I was the funny one. You were the straight one. And I just want to let you know right. that some people like Ant as well. You can be the ant to my deck. But he's got, you know, he's got his charms. It's just, I'm the deck and everybody knows it.
Well, I haven't got a problem with not being funny. Ooh, I haven't got a problem
I
with not being
know.
Funny.
I don't know. You've been walking around the house telling jokes and trying to be really forcing it. Like last night we were watching MasterChef and you were like, you're on Gogglebox. And I was like, oh, bless him. He's really intimidated.
Right. So I've written some notes for this episode and I don't know.
Like this Look at the size of your notes.
Yeah, but listen, these are the first three things that I put in because I thought, what topics would be interesting? Oh, by the way, that's Tate in the background. We'll get on to Tate later.
Oh, that's another thing. I think everyone just wants to hear from Tate.
Yeah, pretty much. So I wrote down three topics that I thought would be, I could tell a story.
See, I've really not set this up well for you, have I?
And
because you're going to really try to be funny.
Also, relatability. I was like, yeah, I've got something that's really bothering me at the moment. And then I thought, if we started this episode by going, and coming up later, I'm going to talk about death, the day I lied to Jimmy Nail, And when I congratulated a radio winner that she was pregnant when she wasn't, they were three...
I'm flattered. I'm really flattered.
They were three stories I thought that people wouldn't stay for.
Oh, babe.
Anyway, should we go back to those comments first before going on and explaining what's happened since the pilot?
Jimmy Nail.
Yeah, I did lie to Jimmy Nail. That's a future episode.
Are you telling me it was good?
Yeah. Hello to Jude, to Holly, to Charlie, to Martin, to Teresa. Awesome, brilliant Bentleys, great listen, can't wait for the journey. P.S. get a Peloton. Oh, yeah, because, yeah, so the reason is we're trying to lose weight. We're going to reveal some weight scores today. Scores?
Are we?
Weight, yeah, I think we're doing
it. What, you're going to say it?
Yeah, I think
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm going to say how much I weigh.
Okay, me too. Because I know officially because I joined Slimming World again.
Exactly.
Behind your back, which you're
sorry, don't worry, I've got that in my notes. And Teresa says, P.S. get a Peloton. I don't know. Are you with me? That's £1,300 for a static bike in your house. Doesn't sound like a good thing.
I just don't see us using it ever.
To Vicky, to Jay, it's really great, guys. I'm 10 minutes in. I never want it to end. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a massive hit with lots of laughs and maybe some tears along the way. Yeah, there could be. I'm looking forward to the series. Thank you. To Jude. She was talking about double deckers that we did in the pilot. If you haven't.
They're still in the fridge. Can you believe
that?
They
are still in the fridge. All of them.
That's
as well.
That's amazing.
No one's had any. Francis, thank you. Powerful project. Amanda, brilliant. Sarah, love listening to you guys. The loveliest of couples. That's nice, isn't
Aww.
It? That's what I've been really, really surprised. Let's be serious for a second. That people.
Yeah, because you're good at that. Aunt.
Let's be serious for a second and say that we didn't expect that amount of people to actually A, care, yeah, and B, listen and give us some great feedback.
Because they want to hear from Tate.
Yeah, pretty much. But we released that pilot episode and we had lots of WhatsApps, we had lots of emails from people and we had like a lot of positive, really nice stuff saying that we're kind of behind you guys and we'll follow the journey and we'll help you out along the way.
So we have to do it.
Yeah.
So we have to do this.
We do indeed. To Tim, to Claire, to Joel, to Sheena, to Karen, to Tony and loads more. And we will, as we get better at doing this podcast over time, make sure that we mention everybody that gets involved with this show.
Sad deluded gits. They think they have fans. Bullshit. Nobody is listening. No one. Nobody cares. Not even Tate. They make me sick.
So over the last couple of weeks then, since the pilot, some things have happened. One, we cut down massively on our drinking. Two, we've eaten a bit better. I mean, do you want to talk about that?
I'm sorry to be negative again, and I know this is a lot of me taking the mickey out of you, but there are two things that you do when I'm trying to lose weight that really irritate me, and you've done it loads this week.
Right.
And I just have to bring that up. This isn't a therapy session, but can you stop doing it?
Okay.
Right. When we've eaten quite late in the day, like lunchtime.
Well, I haven't even been here this week.
Yeah, but listen, this is what you do. Mm. About two or three, maybe if we've stretched and we've gone to two or three for lunch, you eat and then straight afterwards you go, that's it, I'm not eating again today.
Right, yeah, but there's a witching hour in my day. So if
it irritates me because I know damn well you'll be eating later. You'll be eating at 8 and 9 o'clock at night and you'll be ordering a pizza. But I've got it into my head, but we're not eating.
No, hold on a minute.
I try to be good, but you've just said, oh, I'm not. When you're full, you're absolutely full of lunch. Oh, I'm not eating again later today. Mm. And it puts me in a frame of mind where I go, well, he is clearly. And then I'm going to want to eat with him later as well.
Okay, so don't mention that.
At 2, 3 o'clock, get really full with lunch and then say, I'm not eating again because you will.
Okay.
Write that down in your
notes. Write that down. That's one. Another one?
The other one,
I know what it's going to be.
It's very similar.
I know what it's going to be. Is it to do with wine?
Yeah. On Sunday, driving home from your mother's, which has already irritated me because, God love her, she offered us a small bottle of wine, which they make me murderous.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why people have those small bottles of like
they make me want
wine.
To punch a wall.
What you're trying to have a go at me at
is because at 5:30, which is the worst time in the world to mention the W word to me, you go, I think I'm going to have a drink tonight. And I'm sat in the car going, oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And then you didn't mention it again and we drove past the co-op and I literally hung onto the window like, he's going to pull in, and you didn't. I could have grabbed the steering wheel of the car and spanners into a lamppost. I was so angry.
I just think it's my inner monologue coming out that I should keep inside of my head.
Just don't mention wine at 5:30 because, if you're not going to buy us wine.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, I have got a tongue in my head. I could have gone, look, are we pulling in? But I thought, no.
Because I didn't want any then.
I know you didn't. So I still did till 8:30.
So at a point I go, oh, I fancy a wine tonight. That'll be great. I let that out into the open. I kind of...
All I can think about is wine.
By the way, I kind of know I'm doing it. So I just thought, I'll let you know.
I knew it. I bloody knew it.
And then I actually... If I do fancy a wine, that's good. I pull
it's
in.
It's not about you.
No, I know
it's about
no.
us doing it together.
I understand.
So if you mention wine at 5:30 in the evening, yeah. I am going to want that wine till at least 9 o'clock.
But do you know what? When we don't pull in...
couldn't talk. Did you notice? I wasn't talking to you all that evening. Mm-hmm, I was so angry.
But when we don't do it, I feel better because I feel good with myself that I've gone, oh, actually, I did fancy it earlier, but I've saved us from the devil's nectar. And we're fine this evening.
I wasn't fine.
Maybe tomorrow night. I know, it's bad. Okay, I promise I won't do that again.
Please don't do that again.
Okay, fine.
Because I will put my hand through a wall.
But you just mentioned pizza and stuff. And actually, we've been incredibly good since... what?
7 days ago.
No, it's a bit longer than that. It's 2 weeks. I've been away this week.
Okay.
So it's 2 weeks... since we recorded the pilot episode and we said what we were going to set out.
I feel like I've just really ranted. I like I've got a sore throat now.
We've eaten vegetables. We've eaten really well. We've had only one takeaway, which was last night.
Mm.
We've eaten...
Are we not counting kebabs as takeaway then?
Well, no, because you... Oh, hold on. You say it's not.
Well, not when the way I have it, because I don't have any sauce on it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you put sauce on it. And I
order your kebab.
Yes, you did. But
and you said it's the healthiest thing. It's just literally, it's just meat and salad and a bit of bread.
When you have it like me, when you have the chicken and not the doner.
Okay.
So if you have the fresh chicken and you have the veg and the pitta, that isn't too bad. But you did come home with it covered in sauce and I didn't say no, obviously, because I'm weak.
Anyway, so we had that, but I think that's all right. And actually, we've been really good. I've been on working on site this week and I've had some vegetables and... had no wine, no alcohol until last night. So actually, I think we've done pretty well.
And you're perking up now, you say? You're all right? Please Please don't say it today.
I won't today. No,
the sun's out, it's Saturday.
I'm not having a drink now all week.
Okay.
So this is...
Don't say it to me.
I won't.
Because I can do it if you don't say it.
Cool. Can we talk about you now? Because quite frankly, I've been insulted and you've had a go at me. And we're like 10 minutes in.
I got a bit screechy.
Joined Slimming World yesterday.
I did. And
So hold on 1 second. Can I just say something about you?
Yeah, I'm going to shut up. Go for
it. That you need to stop. So you joined Slimming World yesterday morning. Do you pay them to go in and weigh?
Yeah.
How much do you pay them?
£5 a week. But it's worth it, not just for the weigh-in, for the entertainment, because it's so amazingly funny.
You pay £5 to go and stand on some scales in front of people.
Yeah.
So you feel humiliated to try and lose weight.
They don't know what I weigh. They don't see what I weigh. It's good for me to keep
it's not like a boxing weigh-in. It's like a boxing weigh-in. That's what I thought.
You think they shouted the
yeah. Oh,
And we're going to tell you Saffron's weight this week.
Let's get ready. No, I honestly thought that's what happened. It was like a scales in the middle of the room. Everyone gets up, they shout their weight. People then go, oh, she's quite fat. Things like that. And then,
No, that doesn't happen.
Well, okay, you pay £5, you go and have a secret weigh-in.
Yes.
With someone that only you and them know about.
Yeah, because it's in your book and you can see how well you're doing.
It's in a book.
It keeps you on track.
Yeah.
And also, the meetings are fucking hilarious. Hilarious. The funniest stuff happens. You couldn't write it. It's amazing.
So you've just said it's a
comedy morning. It's like going to a comedy club.
But it does. It keeps you on track.
Yes.
That's absolute bullshit. That is absolute bullshit. And you know why? Because you came home. No. You came home yesterday and I was working at the table and I forgot, to be honest, I forgot where you were. I forgot that you're gone
for 3 hours. Yeah, where did you think I was?
I don't know. I have no idea. And then you came back in, you were like, oh, I've been to Slimming World. And I was like, oh, right, cool. You're back there again then. Yeah. How was it? Yeah, it was fine. Okay, fine. So what should we have tonight then? Well, it's my treat day. Can we have a Chinese? And I went, hold on a minute. You've just joined this morning. You've weighed in and then you've gone, it's a treat day. You can't do that, Seth. Yes, you can. It's Friday. It's a treat day. No, it's not. If you've joined, it turned out it was a treat day last night. You had gin.
To be fair to me, I had gin and not wine, I can have 3 gins to 1 wine on Slimming World.
Oh, this is absolutely...
I'm doing tips.
No, you're not doing tips because you're doing the same thing you've done with Slimming World every single time. You said to me, I'll have chicken and mushroom and boiled rice because
that's less sins.
And I went, do you want anything else? You looked at me and went... chicken balls. And I went, no, you can't have chicken balls. Well, but what do you want? And I went, well, should we have duck? Right? And you went, yeah. So there's massive sins in quarter duck.
There's
right?
cucumber and spring onions.
Yeah, but come on. So you joined Slimming World yesterday morning, went for a secret weigh-in that nobody knows about apart from you and this person that you're giving a fiver to. You walked away, you got it in your book, you're feeling great, you come straight back for a treat day.
It's a great little book. It's got loads of like recipes and stuff in it.
Perfect. And then you have a Chinese with a quarter duck.
On my treat night.
Go on, Saffron. Shove those chicken balls in your big hamster face. Munch, munch, munch. You total disgrace.
I'm joined by Tate in the dining room, which is excellent news. And Tate is our 12-year-old autistic non-verbal son who is amazing. But I have been teaching him a new song to try and sing. So Tate, come here. I want you to do We Are the Champions. No, come on, into the microphone. Go on.
We are the champions.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent. I mean, it was going all so well until the burp at the end. Excellent. Now he's got a Coke and ice and he's just about to cut something off his car. So that's Tate. That's the reason why we're doing this podcast. And we know that you like him being involved too. And us talking about our experiences with autism.
You're going to hear him in the background. He's walking around this, you know.
He's now in the fridge, which is his favourite part. To be honest, I love the fridge too. And that's another reason why we're doing this podcast. I think he's looking for Haribo hidden somewhere in the house.
He'll be looking because you ate it last night.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent. Are you fucking shaming me on that as well?
So you actually were so desperate for the hidden Haribo that you did a baby voice at me. Please, can I have Haribo?
Hold on a minute. He's found them. You said
I thought that was the last bit. I did, honestly.
Yeah, you can have them, Tate.
Yes, you can have them because your father's not allowed them for a week.
You gave me...
Three little packets
of roulettes last night.
Yeah.
And said there wasn't any more in the house.
I honestly didn't know they were in there.
He took one of the packets off me last night. I felt unsatisfied with 2 packets of roulettes. Turns out we got more hidden in this house.
I better go through that.
Yeah, what else have we got?
Hidden place.
So we're going to talk about our weights in just a second.
Oh, God, are we really?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And every single week we'll give you an update of where we are. I'm heavier than I was at the start of the week, which I just don't get at all. But people said, oh, well, it takes a long time, Neil, and it's very slow.
That's the thing. I think being 40, when you're 20, you like cut bread out for a week and you lose 1 stone. When you're 40, oh.
I've had...
It's so hard to lose.
All
it's
week
so hard.
On the bread side, I've had one bread roll, some pita bread, no, but not probably not even that this week, and I think one bit of toast.
Don't you remember in your 20s just cutting out one thing and then just falling off you?
Yeah, I also remember my 20s eating a whole baguette, like a full
baguette.
Something else I took a picture and sent it to you this week because I was really worried about it, was ear hair that I found when I was in Wales. And
I've forgotten you'd done that. Oh, the romance.
Yeah, I was really upset. So I was getting ready to...
You're upset.
I was getting ready to do an event in Wales and I went into the bathroom and I was like, oh, something's like hanging down from my ear. And it was so long. Like when I mean long, I mean like...
Is it still there?
No, because I don't really like pulling hairs out. That hurts. But there was no way that I could leave that bathroom without trying to attempt to do something to it.
We should name it because it'll come back.
But it was massive.
It'll come back.
No word of a lie, it was probably 10 centimetres.
What?
Yeah, it was hanging out of my ear. And at what point do
babe,
you...
Babe, I've got to fancy you.
But you didn't tell me about it.
I didn't see it.
It didn't just grow overnight. It didn't, like, in 24 hours turn up.
No, if I see a hair on you, I'll be at you with my little scissors.
But yeah, I had to get rid of it. But it, and I was looking, and I realised I've got hairs all over the outside of my ear, like big hairs.
Is this new? Is this a 40s thing?
I can't remember
cutting your nose hair in our 20s.
Well, I think if in our 20s I asked you to cut my nose hair, that might have not been a relationship that would have continued.
Yeah. But yeah, look at us. Gross.
Yep, old and hairy.
And I haven't got much choice.
I think we can all agree Tate was perfection. As for dirty ear hair Neil, well, that's another story. 10 centimetres of wiry hair out of his ear. Scruffy bastard.
I've been thinking about mojo recently.
Right.
Because I feel like it's slipped away. Like, in our 20s, we were like... We had quite good jobs and we were cool and we liked fashion. And we've both really like, I don't know, I think it's because of the way I don't like clothes anymore.
Yeah, I don't like clothes. Well, I told you that this week that I think I like the idea of only having black T-shirts and jeans and white trainers.
Is that because Steve Jobs did that?
No, not at all. I just think that it's easier, isn't it?
Does Elon Musk do that? Does he have the same clothes on all the time?
No, he has terrible clothes. Terrible
he does,
clothes.
Doesn't he?
Yeah,
did you see that photo of him in the kitchen as well?
In whose kitchen?
He was either in his or Richard Branson's kitchen.
Right.
And they had like...
Terrible clothes on.
A shit kitchen. And I was like, how are billionaires stood in
kitchen.
That horrendous looking 1970s shit kitchen?
Right. No, I think that Simon Cowell... No, right, listen,
oh
I don't
God.
Want to dress like Simon Cowell, but I think he's got the right idea, right? He's got terrible jeans and terrible shoes and...
Terrible face.
And a black T-shirt he normally wears, right?
Right.
But he's consistent.
It's easier.
It's consistency, right? It's also like my hair. If I went to the barbers yesterday... What do you think I do when I sit there?
Oh, Neil.
No, but what do you think I do? What do you think I say to the person? So when somebody with mojo goes in...
Yeah.
Like I used to have...
Yes, when I met you had bleached hair.
I had bleached blonde hair,
yeah.
Right?
Which I loved. Yeah. Oh, you were so fit.
And I go, bleach my hair or, I don't know, try a little something different in the side or whatever, right? By the way, my hair's always...
Did you nearly come home with a slit eyebrow or something yesterday?
No, not yesterday. Not yesterday. I just sat in the chair like I have for the last, I don't know how many years. And he went, what do you want? I went, that really matter, does it? Like, just...
Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing,
just
though?
Just do what you want. And he was like, well, yeah, just can shorter this... around the sides and the top. I mean, there's nothing really much you can do with it. So I think that also reflects... The lack of mojo.
We don't really care
anymore. Yeah, maybe.
But we loved it.
Yeah,
we used to
love it.
We loved shopping together, which was like one of the reasons why I thought, oh, this is the one for me, because he loved shopping.
I loved going out. I mean, when TK Maxx just kind of turned up.
And it was good.
From the States, yeah. And you were like, oh, man, this is really good. You have to really search through these rails. And we would spend hours.
And now it's
there.
Just a panic attack, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Or you, like I just said, the my thought process now of clothes is, if I buy just some
are
of those
boring?
Nice black t-shirts, I'm not too sure. I don't know. I'd like to feel better about it. That's why I want to ask this question.
Oh.
Should I dye my hair blonde?
Yes.
Now,
both my mum and your mum are screaming no, but for me, yeah, because that's how I met you and I just thought you were the fittest.
I'd be interested to see in any comments anywhere, if you could leave some comments, whether I should or not. What?
I just know what your mate's going to say.
Yeah, but well, they'll say yes and then laugh at me. They won't have a problem. But I'll do it if the general consensus is I think you should do it and it doesn't really matter.
It might
have a laugh.
Make me fancy you after the ear hair thing.
Mm, well, I probably have to get that dyed too, just in case that comes back.
Go to their socials and vote yes. Let's make Neil look like a massive prick. Blonde at 46. Totally deluded. He'll look ridiculous. What a dick.
What do you think of the new podcast thumbnail art of us?
Oh, brilliant. Love it. Amazing. It really looks like you.
Yeah, this pissed me off a bit this week. So the very, very talented Paris Stu, who works on one of my teams, and Sarah got together and I said, look, we're doing this podcast. Could you make some art for us? So Paris Stu drew you and Paris Stu drew me. And that's the actual image.
I love mine. She's made my hair look amazing.
That's the image in the art. If you haven't seen it, go and have a look. And obviously they know the concept of the podcast that we're doing. But fuck me. I mean, I looked at it and I was like, I am near death.
It's the eyebrows and the hairline.
And so I sent it through to you. I mean, it's great. And I sent it through to you. And all you put were emojis of you laughing. And oh my God, that looks like you. I'm still laughing. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's another reason to get a little bit better. And maybe as we go through this journey, the podcast art can change.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, could do.
Yeah, you'll have blonde hair for a start.
Well, we'll see what the comments are on that. But if you do want to support us, by the way, we've released a T-shirt. Because that's what you have to do when you have a podcast. You have to have some merch.
Apparently.
But we're not doing it for us. What we thought would be a nice thing to do is create some exclusive T-shirts that have short runs. And if you buy one, we will donate 100% of the profits from those T-shirts to our favourite autism charity. Obviously, autism is very, very close to us with Tate. So we'd really appreciate it if you supported us by wearing the T-shirt and supported the charity that we love as well. And we'll be really transparent, right? If no one buys a T-shirt in a week, we'll go, no one's bought a T-shirt, right? And they're 20 quid. They're on a link in the description right now. They're through your store where you've got some other T-shirts on there as well.
Yep.
And it's £2.50 per T-shirt that is the profit, the clear profit. Totally transparent. Every single sale, that £2.50 will go directly to an autism charity that we absolutely love.
It'll be autistic kids.
Of course. Yeah. Yes. And we'll update you with what that money buys.
Yeah.
We're obviously not going to, if we sell one, take the £2.50 and give them the £2.50, but we'll give you over time, you know, where we're going to be. Now, I've set a bit of a small goal on this one, which is £100. I'd love to be able to give £100 from this podcast to the autism charity.
They could
charity.
Go out for like an amazing lunch
totally.
Or, yeah, yeah, it'd be great.
I mean, it would be such a great thing to do. And like I said, £2.50 from every T-shirt, that's the clear profit. If you buy one, we will take that. We'll put it in a pot. We'll tell you about the sales and how much we're raising over the week. We'll be totally transparent. And you will know you've done something really good. And thank you so much for that. The link is in the description. And we will change those T-shirts over time as well. So we'll do like 50 and then another 50. And let's hope we can sell 50 and not just like two. That'll be pretty rubbish.
Go and buy our T-shirt and let's raise money for an autism charity. Wear it with pride and support the pod.
So should we talk...
plans.
Weights, no.
Oh, I thought I'd got...
No. I think we should talk weights.
Okay. You want me to go first?
No, I'm all right with going first.
Do we have to?
Yeah, I think we do, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, a couple of years ago, I probably was 2.5 stone lighter than where I am. And I, when I'm about to say this, it's going to feel like sick in my mouth. I'm 18 stone 2.
Okay. You need to give your height as well, I think.
24 feet. No. That would probably even it out. So I'm 6 foot. So I'm 6 foot. I'm 18 stone two.
Okay.
I think the way I try and get away with thinking that's kind of okay, but it's not, obviously, is by going, well, look at the heavyweight boxers.
Oh, don't, because I was just going to say that.
Yeah, look, Dillian White's 18 stone 10. He's ripped.
Yeah, but this does not work for me.
Well, it doesn't.
Because
oh, I see,
my
yeah.
weight yeah. is not even featherweight. It's, I think, it's yeah. not heavyweight.
Oh, I don't know what your weight
are
is.
You actually, were you actually thinking that then?
Well, I don't know what your weight is. If it's over...
I told you yesterday what it was.
I forgot.
Right. Well, that's
like,
sweet.
Like I told you, I'm having a mare.
That's sweet.
If you're over, 16 stone, then you're going to be a heavyweight.
Well, no, I'm not that.
Okay.
I'm 5'3", which makes me a chubby person.
If you're in the, I don't know, 14, 15 stone arena, then you're going to be probably light heavyweight cruiserweight.
No, that's not me either.
Well, that's all right, isn't it?
That's quite good, but I'm not lightweight.
Okay, what weight are you?
12 stone 9.
I'm just writing this. Well, actually, I'm not writing it down. I'm just looking at boxing weights to try and work out where you are.
But that was the weight that Beyonce was when she had the twins. When she just had them.
Right, okay.
So, and she lost it for a concert, but she, that's how big Beyonce was when she just had the twins. So, you know, I am as heavy as Beyonce.
Okay, at a time where she just...
After
been
birth, pre- yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you say, 12 stone 9? 12 stone 9 in kilograms. Let's have a look at that. So that's 80.2 kilos.
What would I be? Please tell me.
No, that's not right. Because it says you'll be a light heavyweight.
Oh, fuck.
12 stone 9.
I told you. I told you when they're boxing and it brings their weights up, it makes me want to die. Because they look like big lads.
12 stone 9. Yeah, so heavyweight is unlimited.
Oh, mate.
Cruiserweight's the one down from me. Oh. And light heavyweight's 79 kilos and higher.
Well, there you go. I'm a light heavyweight.
Only just, though, which is good news.
Jesus Christ.
So 18 stone 2, 12 stone 9. That's where we're starting. And we will update you every week. And we will really try our hardest to eat well, to not...
Well, I have to now.
To
now
not
I've just
drink.
Admitted what a fucking boxing weight is.
You're a light heavyweight.
Shit.
So, yeah. And what are we going to do this week then? So...
Stay off the booze.
not eat.
Not eat.
No, but what are we gonna try and do to motivate ourselves over the next week? What are we gonna try and eat? I think we should try some of these fresh boxes at some point, and we'll review a couple of those recipes and talk about what that is like.
Yeah,
we've never
be fun.
Done. Yeah, we've never done anything like that.
I'm gonna open Pinterest and take photos of all the boxes that are in that weight category and keep looking at them.
Well, do you want to know who's in that
go
weight
on,
category?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
If you say Anthony Joshua, I
no,
swear
no,
to
no,
God.
He, no, 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 not Anthony Joshua.
Could he pick me up?
Canelo Alvarez had to eat more to get into the light heavyweights.
Shit.
Yeah. So that's good.
Fuck off.
No, he did, honestly. Roy Jones Jr., too old, but he's in there.
Oh, nice.
Andre Ward. Bernard Hopkins.
I don't know who any of these people are. Could Anthony Joshua pick me up still?
And could he pick me up
and I'd be like a feather to him?
Do you want me to say yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
The only thing that is picking you up, babes, is a JCB digger. You are a light heavyweight boxer two weights down from Tyson Fury. Get your gloves on, you big tart. Ding ding, round one.
Right, you're going to give me two things you're definitely going to do and two things you're definitely not going to do this week.
I want to get up earlier and do things earlier because I think that will make me feel better. I won't drink as much as we used to drink. I will have a drink on the Friday after your Slimming World weigh-in. And I will try and be positive and happy. What are you doing that for?
I'm doing charades to say you're going to do some exercise.
Am I going to do? Yeah, I'll go out for a walk.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
Great.
So that's my commitment. What's your commitment?
No drink until Friday treat night.
Yeah.
And I'm going to... What was the question? Oh, what I'm not going to...
You asked the question.
What I'm not going to do and what I am going to do, I'm not going to beat myself up for that drink on Friday. I'm going to exercise and I'm going to not eat meat.
All week?
Yeah, it's just popped into my head. I'm not going to eat.
No, that's... No.
I love fish. Can I have fish?
Well, I haven't said you can have... whatever you want to do.
I think I'm going to have a meat-free week.
I would like to do a meat-free week with you, but just not this week.
Okay, so I need to do...
No, you can do a meat-free week this week if you want to.
Is this what I'm not doing or what I am doing?
I don't know. I'm completely lost with this question. It's very difficult.
Basically, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to exercise a bit more and I'm going to... Oh, I'm going to treat myself to something like...
Oh, another treat day.
Yeah, I'm going to... But this is okay, this is fine, nothing to do with diet and exercise. I'm going to do something nice for me, like I might go get my nails done.
Okay.
Or spend £70 on Trini London makeup. It'll be one of those two things.
Excellent. Well, just make sure you're in when your glossy box turns up and all the Amazon parcels.
You are listening to the 40s and Fucked podcast with Saffron and Neil Bentley. To be honest, I'm amazed you're still listening. I dozed off within 30 seconds. Anyway, not long to go now. It's like needing a wee-wee and you can't get in your front door. You just want the pain to end.
So that pretty much wraps it up for the first episode of 40s and Fucked. I'm totally fucked today, so I probably want to go and watch some telly and just sit down for a bit.
You do look really ropey.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. Well, I do know what's wrong with me, but I don't feel great. Tate's just coming in from the garden.
Tate, come and say bye.
Tate, shout bye.
Bye.
Excellent. And if you want another podcast to listen to this week, I thoroughly recommend Gossip Mongers, which is our favourite podcast to listen to, which is David Earl and Joe Wilkinson. So if you're looking around for podcasts to listen to and you want something a little bit spicy because it is awesome and very rude, then please go and check out Gossip Mongers. Just search for that on wherever you found this podcast and go and give that a listen. I guarantee you will end up a complete super fan of that series. Right, well, that's it. Saf's over in the kitchen with Tate. Oh, no, she's coming back. Okay, yeah. Have a fantastic week and join us for episode 2 next week. Remember, subscribe, review, give us feedback, leave a message, rate us on Apple Podcasts, and hopefully we can get our message out to as many people that can support us. You want to say bye, Saf?
He wants to go and turn snails into cars.
Excellent, of course. And that's autism.
Goodbye.